We not only perceive the world in vision, but also think visually. We not only hear things, but can also think in sound. Many of our thoughts occur as visual images. Reflecting on the past and anticipating the future is often a process of visualizing them. Visual artists think and communicate in images. They aren't trying to express ideas that would be better put into words. They are having visual ideas. Musicians think in sound. We think about our experiences in all the ways we have available. There have been various attempts at formulating categories to express this idea of ways of thinking. A recent version is by the American psychologist Howard Gardner. He defines intelligence as the ability to solve problems in a given context. Consider a 12-year-old Pilliwaut in the Caroline Islands who has been selected by his elders to learn how to become a master sailor. Under the guidance of master navigators, he will learn to combine knowledge of sailing, stars, and geography so as to find his way around hundreds of islands. Or consider the 14-year-old adolescent in Paris who has learned how to program a computer and is beginning to compose works of music with the aid of a synthesizer. A moment's reflection reveals that each of these individuals is demonstrating a high level of competence in a challenging field and should, by any reasonable definition of the term, be viewed as exhibiting intelligent behavior.